Well, how are the roads?
They are terrible.
Oh. Really? Okay, I was hoping you wouldn't say that.
I'm terrible as relative in that they haven't done anything to them. They are safe and passable at low speed, but, I mean, I don't think they've put a truck out on these roads yet. It's ridiculous.
Yep, I just pulled out on the DeQuinter, exactly, as you were talking about. Good grief. Oh, well. Just pedal my way in.
It's DeQuinter and 12 mile right now, so I'm either just in front of you or just behind you.
Just passing Ram's Horn. Just out ahead of you.
I'm literally right here by the Wild Bill's, or Smokin' Bear Tobacco.
Roger. I got 13-mile road in my sights. As a matter of fact, I'm just coming out of zone in the Dollar General, and I'll be stopping here at the light this second. So just ahead of you, 1 mile.
Well, it almost looks like 12 mile on the west side of the DeQuinter looks good. I don't know if that's another city that this is the line here, but it looks like they've salted over there. That's interesting.
Yeah, that's Oakland County. So as I'm going up the DeQuinter here, I see flashing green and yellow. There's a salt truck or a plow on the west side, which is Oakland County. Yep. They're salted. It'll make their plowing. So, I'll tell you what, I'm looking at the weight of that truck and it don't look any better than what I'm on, so he might have just been salting.
Shocked that it seems to still be snowing. There's some flurries. I did not see this coming. This is a surprise, but I was saying, I was over on Analog talking to, I think it was Chad, the guy that we talked to yesterday, and now he's talking to Jay, but we were talking about how we didn't even know it was going to snow like this, and how the kids got all out of school. It's crazy. My daughter found out she didn't have school before she went to bed.
Yeah, I heard all Macomb County schools closed. I saw that somewhere on Facebook. I said, well, Facebook, you can't believe the damn thing you see. So I went and searched it up myself, and sure enough, I found a website that had school closings, and I checked, and every school in Macomb was closed. This was last night about 10 o'clock. So I just for giggles, I clicked on Oakland, and every school in Oakland was closed, and I clicked on St. Clair, and of course, everything was closed there. I don't know, I checked around, and I said, oh boy, looks like everybody's closed. So, you know, they don't do that because of the, you know, the kids have to walk in the snow. They do it to keep people off the roads so that they can clear them. So that's the biggest reason they do that.
Judging by the condition of the roads, that's what I said. I assume they got the memo from the Roads Commission that said they weren't going to do anything to the roads, and they started calling them early.
I don't know. I don't know why they wouldn't do anything. I mean, that's crazy. Of course, the county's closed, and in the years I've been there, it's sent people home. So, you know, it seems stupid that they would send me salt and plow truck guys. But I don't know. I should probably check that. Well, I've never in my life known I didn't have to go in before I went in, which seems counterproductive.
It's silly. Over the years, I've always been the guy that's opened up, so I'm usually the guy that gets there so that everybody else has to come in because I can prove that the roads are passable.
I got a guy that comes from Livonia, and I got a guy to
call you guys and let you know as the head of a department, they wouldn't have sent an email or call, have a phone tree or something ridiculous?
like I said, in the history of me being there, I've not, I don't remember that ever happening. I only remember them closing, you know, maybe three or four times in 35 years, so it's pretty rare. I'd be surprised, but you never know. You know, again, they don't necessarily do it because, you know, oh, poor Sean King, you know, doesn't want to deal with snow. They do it because they just want to keep people off the road. It's more just a public safety, just keep as many people off the road as possible. And then if all the schools are closed, you know, that's going to affect a certain crowd. You know, with an employer of, you know, thousands, you know, there's going to be a great number of people that are now going to have some child care issues. So it's normally that. You know, it's normally that, really, because, you know, oh, you know, poor Johnny, you know, we don't want him to have to come and work and when there's a little snow. It's more about color stuff. But it's been very rare.
I called off about 10, 15 minutes before my wife, and I told her she was probably going to have to go to work with me, and she was not thrilled.
Well, I don't get it. Why would she have to go to work with you?
Called off, and my wife hadn't got called off yet. So she wasn't going to stay home all day.
Oh, just to have something to do?
Get her out of the house. Actually, I would have put her to work at the office. And that's the part she probably didn't like.
Right. Well, there's also the kids. She'd have to deal with them. So that's her job for the day.
Yep. So here we are another day, and we made a comment yesterday about how the weather was not cooperating for Warren, and it looks like we might be stopped in for a minute here with weather, so hopefully it warms up for you a little bit on Saturday.
I ain't going to lose no sleep over it. If we don't get to it, we don't get to it. So it is what it is.
Actually surprised that Warren went down. It got a little bit more difficult for us to get in, and it seems like other people are starting to chat on there. It's interesting. Because it had been just, you know, 3-4 of us, and now it looks like there might be some more people hopping into the fray.
Are you talking about on the remaining network or on the standalone 2-6?
Remaining network. On LPS, there's been 3-4 guys on there this morning. I was talking to them earlier.
Ah, that's right. Yep. Yeah, that's cool. There's been some guys popping in. Speaking of which, we should probably go over there. I didn't realize I was here. Got the regular crew. I didn't even realize we were here. Go figure. I got so much noise in the cab with the blowers running and all that. I'm going to bop over there. Catch you there. I'll be in a few.
Over there. Hey, Bela.
Oh, no, it's Lance.
It is.
Well, where are you at? How are the roads? The roads were pretty crappy on my drive, but I heard the freeways weren't nearly as bad. But you're out in God's country, so how are they out by you?
Well, by my house, it's not bad. The freeways are fine, as far as I know, but dropped the kiddos off at school. Hearing a Grand Lake is terrible. I'm kind of surprised they didn't close the school this summer. The roads, the traffic circle off to the on the way to the Grand Lake Depot was just solid ice. had to hit the brakes to slow down for the traffic circle and just kept on going.
You got to come down here, or are you pretty much going to stay up there?
I was looking this morning. It looked like it didn't really get bad until Clarkston started lighting up yellow. So I'm just, we may have had a few hours to run plows, so I'll tough it out and do what I'm supposed to do, especially since I skip driving in on Tuesday.
I'll be back.
Hey, be back.
Okay. You've asked, and now you shall receive. Bye-bye. N8WRO from W8FU.
Yes, sir.
Like old faithful, can count on you being there when I need you. So, hey, I want to get my NIMS certificates to whoever it would be. Would that be you or would that be John or both?
How about you just email them to me with the company email for now, but I got to set up some folders for John for these because they are coming in. So, yeah, just send them to me for now, Sean, and we'll get them on file.
Okay, I'll do that. And then if you could send me back, is there anything else I should probably knock out besides what I got? I want to make sure. You know, I hear you guys talk about level one, level two. I'm more than happy to do whatever's required to do it properly.
Well, I can't speak for Dave, but I do believe your levels kind of supersedes what we're doing. But if I'm not mistaken, you do have OXP, and does Paul have OXP too?
I am not sure on that. I'm not sure what I have to refresh my memory as to how you quote unquote get that.
Copy that. The NIMS are good because we were looking for that for the set. Remember who had? I guess Dave and Mike have it now too. So I might be confusing that with that. I think you and Paul have the NIMS, right?
Yeah, I've got ICS 100, 200, 300, 400, 700, and 800. So I don't know what else you'd need, but I'll get you those certs.
I think that's going to be more than enough, Sean. I'll have to record it on the new record there that our IT guru has made for us. So, yeah, sure. No rush, but we are starting to collect them now and find a spot for them. Appreciate it. Quick question on 7.2. You got a minute?
Absolutely. And I'm going to have some news on ICS 300, 400. I'm working on seeing if we can get a couple of seats available for some, you know, one or two of you guys or whatever. But I got to wait and see if it's a first responder only limitation. So working on that. There might be a February 300 at minimum coming up. All right, shoot.
Copy on your last. That'd be cool. So I'm just minding the 7.2 being connected. Every now and then it disappears, off the link. So like last night I reconnected about 2 in the morning, went up for like 6 hours plus. Any way of figuring out, I always thought it might be something related to the Sunday state net, but no, that's not it. Does that just happen every now and then?
Well, I know if we activate or if they activate, we should disconnect because, you know, things could be, you know, like that one time we had something going on here where the local wanted us to activate, but there was nothing going on elsewhere. So, you know, we have to disconnect. So I don't know if maybe somebody out there said let's disconnect or somebody here said let's disconnect because there was an activation that wasn't full, you know, statewide. Yeah, it could be something like that, but I don't know of anything that would cause it to automatically. I think we do reboot occasionally. No, we don't. I don't think we automatically do a reboot. So aside from these on Thursdays we should disconnect and reconnect. So there should be no, it should be disconnecting every Thursday and then reconnecting. And then Sunday as well. So, but most of the disconnects, the automatic disconnects are automatically reconnecting as well. So it would have to be somebody did it by hand, maybe because there was an activation on either side.
Yeah, copy that. Dave's got me. I'm the point guy now, so I am doing manual connect and disconnect and, you know, teaching a few other people like Dean how to do it. Of course, John already knows how to do it. But and, of course, Wally taught me originally. Not rocket science, right? So I'm the guy doing the disconnecting for Thursday. I'll be the guy doing it for Skywarn because, you know, we wanted to take that off the plate. And then we'll assign it to others as, you know, as we need. But So I'm watching it, but every now and then it disappears, and it should only be me being doing it, so I don't know how it disappears. I got an alarm set for Monday morning just to watch. Just curious if there's any way of if 28277 disconnects, is there any way to get an automatic notification of that? Because it really should do it, obviously, unless we want it done.
Or if they want it done. So there's that. We can ask Jeff when he pops up here, there, or wherever, and see if maybe they've been knocking it down for some reason. Because you know they can you can knock down it from either side, so that could explain it. Maybe there's some reason they're knocking it down.
Anyway, you can get a notification. I have mine set up to send me a notification whenever the my node disconnects or reconnects to a node, so you can do it immediately.
No, we're not doing it. You want to make sure when you connect, though, it's a permanent connection. And I don't know, I'm sure you set that up that way in the reconnect configuration, Sean, but if you disconnect and you manually reconnect it, you want to make sure you click the permanent box. KBSWR.
Okay, first of all, Lance, yeah, let me figure out how to do that, and I can see if I can implement that. Although I need to get somebody working under the hood, because I just don't have time for it. There's so much we can do that we're not doing, and I'm ready to pass the reins to somebody, let them dig in there and start learning how to tweak one of these all-stars, you know, at the command line level. So send me the information on that briefly. And Jeff, yeah, okay. So, well, that would be one way. So I don't know why otherwise. And we do have it set up for a permanent connect, so it shouldn't be you know, just a network drop that causes it to go. It should be persistent. So I don't know. I'm going to send it back over to Tim with a big question mark. Maybe we'll implement this email thing, notification thing that Lance is talking about, so that we can, you know, maybe put two and two together and figure out what's going on.
Copy that. I appreciate that. That sounds good. And as far as you know, John is taking care of that project. He just got sidetracked by the web page, of course. But yeah, he can work on those macros, and you know, he'll take this over. But in the meantime, I've got an alarm set every Monday. I kind of check and look and make sure it's there. And, you know, down the line, if I can get an email notification at the company email, which you've got, then that'd be great. And I'm happy to take care of it for now.
Well, like I said, you talked about disconnecting on Thursday night. I think Sean's got set up to do it automatic. So if you do disconnect it, when you reconnect it, you got to make sure you check the permanent box on the, I don't know how you're doing it, but you're doing a DTMF different, the 73, Sean, or 71, I forget, for a permanent connection. But if you're doing it on the phone or on the computer, you got to make sure you check the permanent box. Because what that does is if you lose the connection, if the connection comes back, if you don't check the permanent, it won't reconnect. If you check the permanent, it'll try to keep reconnecting until it connects. So there is that.
What
all I got for you, Sean?
KBSW. Okie doke. Well, I'll wait for that tidbit from Lance and that, and then. But right now, Tim, I'm going to work on getting my NIMS certificates over to you, and some other information. I got some work I got to do. So, Jeff, thanks for that. Lance, everybody, I'll be listening and get back to work here. Don't be late after you.
All right. Thanks, everybody. I appreciate it. And I'll be looking for that, Sean. NHWRO, I'll be clear as well. Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Lance.
NHWRO, WAFU.
Go ahead, Sean.
So I sent those from my work email because they were on my work computer, and I do all my ARPSC email stuff from my personal computer, just to kind of keep them separate. So that'll be coming in from that address. But that's not an address I would like to associate with my work with ARPSC necessarily. You know, I'll use my ARPSC one. And hopefully they weren't too big, because two of them, for some reason, were much larger than the rest.
Yeah, no problem. I got them. They're here. So I'm going to create a file for John VOX and have these all, you know, everyone have their own little file for training certs. And that works out good. And I did, just for what it's worth, I updated your ICS courses in the new, I don't know what we're calling it, personnel database, I guess. So you're all good. Quite appreciate it. We're debating, I got to check and see Dave's typing, whether we got the training session tonight at MISD. But center campus, the college is closed. A lot of the schools are closed. I heard you guys talking in the QSO this morning. Apparently, MISD, the building is open, so I'm wondering, it's a pain because, you know, to cancel a class, we got so much in motion, but we'll see what happens. But thanks for the search, and I'll put them in the file. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yep, those were all prereqs for ComEl. I don't know about ComT, but for sure ComEl, and which I intended on doing, but that's another kettle of fish, and I never got around to it. But I am. That would be the next thing I do is ComEl. So okay, very good. As long as you got them, that'll be it. If you got something going on here, just jump.
WAFU. Roads are still pretty bad.
Hey, morning, Sean. WTPT.
Morning, Dan. How you doing? Hopefully you're hunkered down at the house with some hot cocoa and doing paperwork or something, because ain't a good day to be out and about.
Yeah, no, it is not a good day to be out and about.
I was out earlier.
I picked up 6A to 8A, covered a couple hours of a shift at the FD this morning. So we were out early. Fortunately, things were the key word, and there was no crashes. I think that's kind of attributed to the fact that they canceled school out here, so traffic was light. And we were out on a couple last night. Yeah, I was going to go up to the Washtenaw Mercywood site, and the guys are going to be doing some work up there. I got some plug strips for them that I ordered in, and understandably, they canceled for today. So, yeah, I think that's probably in everybody's best interest. Listen to the fire radio in that general area. Man, a ton of crashes.
Yeah, I'd say anything that you can avoid doing today, just avoid doing it. I'm surprised I'm not seeing this. Is it because it's so cold, there's no salt down anywhere? And it was suggested that because of the temperatures, they're not going to throw ice down. For salt down, because it doesn't work in these temperatures. I got 12, according to Ford Motor Company. So that's pretty cold in addition to snow. And maybe they plowed. I don't know. I can't really tell. If they did, it looks more like the cars have just been cutting through it. And I've been all over. I'm right in downtown Mount Clemens right now. It looks like yeah, most cars have gone through it. Anyhow, yeah, like I said, just avoid anything you don't have to do. Unless it's recreational, then by all means do it. Like, I'm going to go to lunch with Wally. That's mandatory. And I'm running to the post office to mail something. So that's mandatory.
Nothing wrong with going to lunch. I give lunch high marks. That's the kind of thing I figured I was going to wind up doing today is spend a little bit of time up at Mercywood with the guys and buy them some lunch, but, you know, that's one of the PM's primary jobs, if they're out in the field, buy the guys lunch, keep them happy. But, yeah, it's definitely staying in the house. You know, 12 degrees, yeah, that tracks. I think it's about that here, too. Yeah, it is really cold out, and that breeze is not real pleasant. But yeah, I heard that they weren't putting salt down because of the, because of the temperature doesn't really work. I will say that some of that other stuff that we have here at our house, the bags of it, and actually over at the fire station, is working. I mean, it's not completely melted, but it's, it's in frozen solid, but it's slushiest. It hasn't turned, to ice. I don't know, it's the blue stuff or whatever. It's not the normal salt that, stuff that has, the other stuff and ingredients of stuff. Whatever it is, it's kind of working at this temperature.
Yeah, I got a little bit of that. I'll have to see if that works on my stoop. I got to get a little bit down there and be nice to the UPS and Amazon guy, because they're our lifeline. How else am I going to get my toilet paper? Got to make sure the road's clear for that Amazon dude. But I got some rock salt. And then I got some pet safe stuff. I don't know. At least that's what the bag said. So I throw that down in the back, the areas where the pets might wander. Anywho, I am here at the post office. I'm going to try to get in here and find a parking spot, get inside, and I got to ship an IC-703 control head to North Carolina. Had a guy that was kind of acting flaky on me. He wanted it, but he was unwilling to commit. And I'm like, I wrote him and said, do you want this or not? So he finally mustered up the energy to send me the money. So I'm going to get right off to him. I got the money no more than about half an hour ago. And I'm going to have a tracking number for him within the hour. Because that's how I roll. All right, after yours, WAFU, and I'll be back.
Okay, Sean, hey, have fun at the post office. I'll catch up with you a little later. W2PUT.
WAFU, WAD. Yo. Take a call on the back. Can we just come to your place?
Well, I don't know what you have in mind. Anything in particular? If not, you can think about it on your way over, or if you think of something, I can suit up and meet you.
You want to meet at Sugar Bush, or you want something closer?
Let me go find out what's going on. I only got two bodies besides me out there. Let me go see what the lunch situation is for.
Okay, still there? Wally?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, we're good. I got two guys here, and they're going to alternate. So I'm free now or whenever. What are you thinking?
I was thinking Sugar Bush, unless you want something a little closer. It's your call. Doesn't matter to me.
A little bit more down this way, maybe along that grassland strip. Is there something? I can't think of anything I really want from Sugar Bush.
What about the corned beef place?
Oh, good grief. That's right at my corner. You don't have to come all the way down here. Maybe we could do that. Or we could do the, what's that breakfast place that we wanted to go to that one time that was closed? The pantry, or we could do, I don't care. You call it, that's fine. It's just, that's all the way down here for you.
Yeah, let's do the corned beef place. That's on Grossbeck, right? Or Grossbeck, because we're good.
Grossbeck, in view of the big house. I could live with that as well, but what do you figure you'd take? Okay, very good. I'll assume it's going to be quarter two or so. So, all right, very good. I'll be listening here, there, everywhere. Getting close.
Where are they here? Are you over here? W8 meeting.
Oh, I must have grabbed the wrong radio. Are you getting close? Okay, I'll leave here in a couple of minutes and I'll meet you up there. Should be just ahead of the lunch rush, although in this weather, probably not going to be a lunch rush. Who knows? All right. See you there shortly. W8FC.
KF8DLX, KF8DLX. This is NAWRO, Macomb County. Nothing heard, NAWRO listening.
KE8WUR, how's Tim doing this morning?
Well, John, in the words of Forrest Gump, just fine and dandy.
Gotcha. Okay, well, good. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, I heard you call out looking for somebody, and then I heard that nothing heard, but I wasn't sure who exactly you were calling, and hopefully it wasn't me, but yeah, I took the day off yesterday, and I had to go help a buddy with his garage door that the springs broke, and I used to do garage doors, so I went over there and got him all set up on what he needs to order, and then probably tomorrow I'll go in and put the spring in for him. And then I came home and did the driveway, cleared my driveway, and I cleared the neighbor's driveway thinking I'd be done, and then I woke up this morning and everything was covered in snow again, so it was awesome. But I heard you were out there shoveling and moving snow this morning, so hopefully all went well, and hopefully you're warming up a little bit now.
Yeah, back in the house. I'm in for, as far as I know, until we leave for the training session. So, yeah, I had to do two stages this morning. Not because of the snow. I got a good Cub Cadet two-stage thrower, and it works fine. It's just too cold out there. I got a... You know, someplace I've got some hunting mittens around here, but I just had gloves, and the gloves just don't do it for the tips of the fingers. Just curious about how many we might get tonight. So I'm happy to leave a little early. It is Michigan, no big deal. But I got to thinking along the same lines as all the schools were closed, and turns out Center Campus, Macomb College, closed too. But the MISD building's still open, so decision has been made. We're on for tonight.
Okay, sounds good. Good to know. It sounds like Anthony, K-E-8-R-U-H, will be there, and he's going to have four APX radios for sale. So for those interested, they're used. Some have screens, some don't. They're nice radios, so that'll be cool. That's an attraction worth going just for that. I look forward to it. I'm looking forward to the tape measure Yagis and getting that all figured out. Hopefully we have a decent turnout, all things considered, you know. Well, cool. Sounds fun. I look forward to it. It'll be nice to get everybody together again. And, we'll see what we have for a turnout. Hopefully it's pretty good.
I was going to create a folder in VOX's area just for, all members and just, start it up. And then down the line, you'd be able to link to that when we have self-service, right?
I'm not sure what the structure would look like. I'm kind of thinking that, member records, even if they're training records, like someone's Skywarn cert, I'm thinking that is kind of, should probably live in their file and personnel. And I was kind of thinking the training folder would be more for training documents that we would provide to members or just internal training, documents of some type. But I'm open to whatever you guys want to do. If you guys want to put members' training records in folder, we can make that work. But I was thinking, I kind of like the idea of keeping all member
info in the personnel folder, you know, and that way we have one location, because otherwise we have a members folder in both locations and then a subfolder for every member in each location, and that might get a little bit messy. Whereas if we, in the personnel folder, we could have like a, you know, a members folder, and then inside of that folder could be like a training certificates folder, and all the certificates would live in there. But again, you know, it's up to you guys how you want to structure it. It's not going to hurt my feelings if you guys want to change it up. But yeah, whatever you guys want to do. But yeah, we can definitely do that. I kind of want to keep the SharePoints so that members are maybe saving stuff to it from the website, but they don't necessarily have access to it otherwise. But I think you know that. But I'm fluid. You know, we might have to change that somehow or some way, depending on what all happens. I'll send it over to you, K-E-8-W-U-O.
No, John, I like the way you just explained it there. That makes a lot of sense. So I'm going to do it that way. It'll stay in my area, in personnel, and I think we may have personnel locked down a little bit more than the others, but then I can always share it with John for training so he has access, because I know how to do that now. So I like that idea. That's what we're going to do. And I haven't talked to anybody but you about this. Well, Dave a little bit, I like the way you just said it. We're going to do it that way.
Okay, yeah, and no worries either way. What I can do is just give John VOX access to the personnel folder so that if he needs to get in there to see, you know, a member's records, he can. Yes, it is a little bit more locked down, but they're all locked down. It's only members of that SharePoint can view it. So there's not a whole lot of people, you know, that have access to personnel, mainly just the upper leadership team, you know, Dave, Mike, you, Wally. I think that's roughly it. I think I do, because I have to do the IT stuff in there, but for the most part, it's very, very locked down. So, but yeah, I think that makes sense, you know, to do it that way. But we should probably, you know, make sure that John is okay with that and agrees. We could probably put a shortcut in the training folder that would link to personnel, so he can just kind of go in the training folder, click on members, and then, you know, unbeknownst to him, he's technically in the personnel folder looking at member photos, or not photos, but member records or something to that effect. But yeah, we'll find a way to make it work for everybody. But I do want to kind of keep it a little bit tidy and clean, and, you know, but again, it's your guys' playground. You know, I just try to set up a decent little infrastructure for it, and you guys can do whatever you want from there. I'll do the advising of what I would do, but whatever you guys want to do is up to you.
Yeah, that's what we're looking for, John. Is to point us in the right direction, and in the rare instance we might disagree, we'll hash it out. But until then, and whatever we do is not permanent, we can change it. And, for example, the bylaws have been moved to where you suggested, and I agree, they belong. They're in office now.
Yeah, we were looking for them tonight, and John wanted them because he's trying to get Microsoft 365 on board with the, which I appreciate because I was going to do that, but he took over it and is trying to get 365 started with the 501c3. I'm glad he's doing that because it saves me from having to worry about that. I wasn't really going to look into it or even bother until we were in the IRS database, because I figure that will be the hurdle that we'll run into, and I'm not going to, you know, kind of start the process to just have to revive it later on when we finally hit the IRS database. But he decided he would give it a go now and see how he can see how it works and see if we can get in there ahead of time. And if so, awesome. If not, I'm sure he'll handle it. So, but yeah, I had to give him access to get into Office. So John, I think right now has access to Office and Treasurer. We did find the bylaws, and I got them to him. So, but yeah, it was a little confusing because I'm like, hey, it should be in personnel, and I look in personnel and they're not there. And I'm like, well, I know we talked about maybe moving them. So, but cool. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Go ahead, boss.
Hey guys, just real quick here. Just want to break in. I wanted to mention there, John. John P. Did do that. I got an email back from Microsoft, and looked like we were denied on it. So I don't know if you guys want to go in there and maybe call them or reach out to them. But just wanted to let you know we got denied on that. Back over to you guys, Katie and Wayne.
Copy that. Yeah, I kind of expected that. I know they use another party to, you know, verify. And it's like the only way you can verify that we're a 501c3, as far as I know, is the same way we verify someone has a ham radio call sign as you go look at a government database. And so it doesn't surprise me that that we got denied. And so I'll let John know in case he doesn't know already, and we'll get that figured out as soon as, you know, I think we're all kind of in a waiting period. I know Dean is too, on the IRS database. So as soon as that gets done, I think we'll have some better traction.
Go ahead, Dave. Well, I copy that, John, and I guess I should have probably, what I didn't do is do another invite in the Office area, so I'll end up putting that on my to-do list. Over to Dave, if you're still there. NAWRO, still listening, not hearing anything.
Yeah, sorry about the Tim Maya. Radio decided to scan on me as I was trying to talk and keyed up on the other channel. So, but anyway, so I was saying, I did hear back from one of the inactive guys. He's looking to be active again, but he's not sure how active. So we'll get with him and kind of see, and then we may end up gaining his 16-year-old son's interested in participating. So we'll cross that bridge here at the meeting. We'll talk about that because that opens up a different avenue because of the dad being involved. We'll talk about that later on at the meeting. But he did say that he is interested still in ARPSC, so I'll reach back out to him and then I'll copy of that and copy the email. So then you're in the know there, Tim. Back over to you there. John or Tim, Katie, why don't you?
Copy your list, Dave. We'll talk tonight. Go ahead, John.
Don't have a whole lot, but just monitoring and whatnot. But okay, well, I did let John know. I haven't heard back from him yet, but we'll see. But I look forward to seeing you guys tonight.
Same here, John. I'll go ahead and clear for now, but I will be listening. We'll be on Parks Dust duty until I leave. NAWRO, after you, Dave.
Sounds good, Tim. Sounds good, guys. All right, I'm going to get off here. You guys have a good one. We'll see you guys tonight. KYNU, back to monitor.
NAWRO, KFABLX.
KFABLX, NAWRO. Just the guy I was looking for. Go ahead, Rick.
I heard you call out worrying before, but I'm right on the edge right now. I'm still waiting for my hotspot to get in. soon as it gets here, I will have a much cleaner situation going on here. But I am still right on the edge as far as antennas and repeaters go.
Well, any chance I get to use their new dashboard, I'm looking at. So you must be on the Franken loop, is that it? And, yeah, I see you are on the edge. Loss is 0%, but you're at 117. But anyway, it's perfectly readable. Just wanted to mention I did get your email, and no problem. I was going to throw it out to the guys on Discord, and if they have one, I'll relay it to you one way or the other if that sounds good to you. And you are O. Macomb County. Yeah, Rick, just repeating last, I did get your message, and I'm going to ask the guys in the group, and if they do have that code plug available, I'll relay it to you one way or the other. NHWRO, back over to KFABLX.
Sorry about that. Like I said, just right on that edge. But, yeah, that would be much appreciated, and like I said, I've got this one programmed, and it's semi-working, but I feel like I'm just missing something. And then the Anytone, like I said, looks like a little bit more of a challenge. So something to base it off of would be, to start it off of would be great. So thank you very much for that, and send it back to you.
Yeah, understood. We should have one, I think, in the group. I just don't have one personally myself, but I do remember the guys talking about it. So I'll go ahead and post it. I'll see if they can round one up for you. And as always, if it comes with an ID in it, just remember to obviously replace it with your ID, but it goes with the territory.
Yes, sir. Totally understand that one. Yeah, and even if it's, what am I thinking of? Even if it's in a JSON format, I can work with that too, because I have the CPS for that, and I actually have a converter also for the Anytone for that. So if it's in that file format, I can convert it over for the Anytone.
Understood. I'll see what our group can do in regards to crowdsourcing this for you. Sounds good, Rick. I appreciate you reaching out, and we'll try to help. NAWRO, I'm going to get back to it after you, sir. I'll be listening, though.
All right. NAWRO, KF8BLX. Once again, much appreciated, sir. You have yourself a fine rest of your day, and I'll be back monitoring here. KF8BLX.
WAPD, mobile. You got my, were you here, Wally? Were you there?
I can go either spot. This one's on the HHT, the other one be on the mobile. You call it.
They are plowing my drive, and they have me plowed some.
Hey, Brian, how goes it? I'm not sure if you were calling me or Sean. I didn't expect another voice in there. My fault. Me bad.
No, I'm playing around with my DM-1701, doing a little bit of programming, and I was testing it. Heard you call, so I figured I'd answer just to see how this thing sounds. I do have an external antenna sitting up on top of the toolbox here inside of work.
Sounds okay, but I am compromised right now. I got to get out here and get in the road. Plowing all around the places I want to park, so I don't know what I'm supposed to do here. I'll be back. WAFD.
No park at Nodi's garage, so thaws out. Brian, I think it sounds really good. I'm pretty happy with it.
All right, gentlemen. I'll let you to it. Get back to my playing around and watching for if they bring me anywhere. WAPD, standing by. Yeah, I had heard you. I didn't hear Sean completely. Yep. As long as it's working, I'm happy. And now I'll sit down and This one doesn't have any roaming on it, so it's just got a program in all the frequencies.
That ain't good. Oh, well. You take care. Have a good day, sir. Keep making those cars. I'm going to want a new one here shortly, and you make my brand. I will talk to you a little bit later. WAVD Mobile, northeastbound.
Travel safe. WAVD.
W8FU.
WAVD on DMR, part one.
Hey, I sent you that email on your Gmail address. I didn't save your other one, and I was too lazy to look it up.
Roger. We'll get a look.
Carry on. WAVD Mobile.
Well, so far the roads seem a heck of a lot better than this morning.
EB1.
WAVD Mobile.
N8WRO Statewide 1.
What's up, Statewide 1? Cold enough for you?
It sure is. It was cold this morning trying to do that snow. The snow wasn't bad. I had to take a break, though, because my fingers were freezing there.
I waited a tad. I did my snow at lunchtime, went home for lunch. So I did that then. So, what else? Busy day at work. Nothing else too exciting. Although, I did get an email today from a distributor that said the tape radios that I've been dreaming about are now in the United States and they're distributing them. And they will call me as soon as they get them. So we shall see if that comes true.
What is that one? The one we were referring to as the Unicorn? The multi-band, multi-protocol?
Yeah. VHF, UHF, 7, 800, 900, D25, and DMR. Phase 1, phase 2, all that stuff. Of course, every time you add on another letter, the word phase, the word trunking, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching. So I'm going to start off without not so many cha-chings.
Hey, Tim?
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure, but I heard that you can even get a bidet option for the antenna.
Heated as well.
Wally will take two.
Well, every time I buy a radio, it costs me a pair of shoes. You know that.
I think that would be worth it, though, wouldn't it be? I mean, it depends on where she goes shopping, I guess.
Not unless one of my friends say something.
About what?
About this isn't a $250 radio.
All right, where are you at, Rowally? I'm at the Hall Road in the tracks westbound. I'm going to, have you heard from Tom lately? Don't know where he's at. Haven't heard him.
You know, it has been kind of calm quiet today. I don't know. Sean, you heard anything out of us? Did you
know
at all?
You know, I haven't heard him all day, not once. I was wondering about that. Was there something with the mother-in-law, you know, planned for today or something? Was this a viewing or something?
I actually forget, so that could be.
Go ahead, Tim.
He's over on 7.2.
Wow. All right, so he is a big-time anti-VHF guy. All right, I got to step out. I'll throw my call out on this one.
Copy. N8WRO QSY 7.2, I think.
Okay. I can't go there. All right, later, but WAVD.
N-A-W-R-O-K-C-G-G-O.
There you are. We were wondering. What's your current location, Tom? NHWRO.
I am currently at my own QTH, but the missus and the little lady are accompanying me to the meeting tonight, but they're going to take off a little bit earlier. Rachel's actually intrigued about the Yagi antenna, so she wants to check that out. And then she's going up to her boyfriend's evening, so I will need transportation back to my home QTH after the meeting. Would you be able to oblige that?
Copy that. Be happy to.
Is Wally going to be there tonight? I heard him on there. I heard him on 5-1. I tried getting you on 7.2, but there was something going on that it was bouncing off my altar node.
Yeah, I was about ready to respond, but this might be better. I was having trouble on VHF a while back. I just have to check it out. Could just be the little bullet antenna. I should probably get something better.
Yeah, I heard it was like really, I kept hearing this chirp, and it was really terrible. I'm like, maybe I'll disconnect from All-Star and go over to DMR. Yeah, did WABD say that he was at tonight's meeting?
Yes, I believe he is coming. I just heard FJH on 7.2. Is that one of ours or one of our potentials? I forget what Ben's call sign was.
Yeah, I think that's FJH.
Be right back. NHWRO.
KCKJO.
KCKJO. You still there, Tom?
Yes, he is.
Wonder if you could try reaching Ben on 7.2 and finding out if he's indeed coming to class. Copy?
Yeah, I can do that. What's his call sign again? KF8.
FGS, Fox, Gulf, Sierra, I think. But he's out there, just call Ben, too.
All right, give me a minute.
Ben, his call sign is KF8FJH, as in hotel, NHWRO.
NHWKCKJO.
I copied direct by intercept there. Tom, thank you very much. That's exactly what we needed.
Well, since I'm sitting up here at the base, you want to try 4658? See if you can. I can hear you make it to me. See if I can make it to you.
I think I'm going to. I would like to do that, but I'm a little short on time. I want to get some dinner in, so I'm at our Coney Island. I'm going to stop in right there. Another time, okay, Tom?
Absolutely. I'll see you at the meeting. 7-3 for now, KJO clear. Stay by one.
November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar clear as well.
NAWRO, KELX.
NAWRO, go ahead, Gene.
Hey, Tim, have you left the QTH yet?
Yeah, correct. I'm at the Coney Island across from MISD.
Copy that. Disregard. I was having currently having car trouble and just linked the car back to the house. I'll try to start the truck. I appreciate it. Just wanted to see, because if you were passing by, I was going to ask if I could hitch a ride.
Copy that. KCKJO, what's your location? Can you give Dean a ride by chance, or are you too far? Dean, try Tom and see where he might be at. If he's not too far from your QTH, I could give a ride home.
Stand by. I'm gonna check the truck. I just haven't run it in a while, so I gotta make sure that it's gonna.
KEAWUO at Hall and Shaner. I can head your way if needed.
I appreciate it. For the time being, disregard the truck started up, so I'm gonna transfer over my load to the truck.
N8XV and 8XZ, this is N8VBZ. Nothing heard. November 8, Victor, Delta Zulu, standing by, mobile. Stay by the line. N8VDZ, clear. N8VDZ, mobile, stay by the line, monitoring. W8VD.
How you doing, John?
WATV, are you out there on the DMR? I hear you. Are you here yet?
I am. 23 mile and I-94 heading to the event.
Just pulled up.
Yeah, probably got 10, 15 minutes to go driving. Had a busy day at work. Took mom out to dinner. Got all of those things behind me. And I should be there in driving time. Just going by the exit right now for 23. Heading southwest.
3UH. Cool beans. I brought my daughter and the missus today. Because my daughter is interested in this tape measure Yagi that we're going to put together.
Yeah, I heard you. Anthony, welcome. Heard you guys over there.
Heard you GF Anthony, but I didn't get any audio.
How?
WAVD mobile.
NAWRO, also mobile.
Very good class. Good time. So next one will be pretty exciting. So I did talk to John a little bit about our long-term goal plan. He's all on board, so that was fun too.
Copy that. We got a father and son coming in too, a legacy member and his son. But as long as the son comes in with dad, you know, I think Dave's good with it. So that should work out good.
Yeah. I'm happy with all of that. So, you know, we're really starting to get a lot of interest, a lot of popularity, a lot of geeks. I think that's happy. You know, that's good as well. So, still up, Sean? WADD, I'll give him a break. Enter with caution, Tom. WADD.
A little starting at the right end of your destination.
Hey, Brian, got you in there. So, Tom, just to clear, you're all set. No ride needed?
Correct. Sorry, I forgot to let you know. She was getting tired, so I had to get her out of there.
Copy that. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I'm out of there now, heading home. Going to be listening on the way.
Well, on a brighter note, it still looks balmy, 16 degrees out here. It said it was supposed to get down to single digits tonight. The roads are still icy in a lot of spots, like right here. I'm going to swipe right through this intersection.
Go ahead, Tom, then me, I guess.
We're all boyfriends and friends. The roads are kind of, watch out for the black ice. There's some sketch cars on Gratiot.
Understood, because that was the path I intended to take. All right, Brian.
Well, I haven't seen a snowplow truck all day. The road's a little bit slick because of the residual from when they did salt. At least going south on Fairfield, but it looks the same as when I came in.
Anthony and I were talking about that a little while ago. I don't get it. Nowhere. You know, okay, I can get, maybe the state isn't doing their job. Well, I take that back. 94 is in really good shape. The state is doing their job. But, none of the counties, none of the townships, none of the little cities have done any plowing today. So I was just wondering what the reason for that was. Go ahead, Tim. I guess we'll just start calling names and whoever you want to hand it to next. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I heard the guys talking on FBI this morning. The theory was that it's so cold, the salt doesn't melt. But, I don't know, I kind of proved that wrong today when I threw salt down on my front walkway. It was just regular rock salt, and it melted like crazy. Go ahead, Tom, if you're still there.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, I'm still here. Must and I were just discussing it, but N19's a little shiny.
Well, I know the rock salt that we get at the church is treated with calcium chloride. That's why it's got the bluish color. That's supposed to help it melt down to 0 degrees or whatever it is. But plain old rock salt is inefficient, technically, into the teams and single digits, it doesn't work as well. Yeah, when you first put it down, it's going to melt it, but once it hits a certain dilution, or you get so much water into the actual salt, then it stops and it freezes, so it won't clear the roadway of the water as good as calcium chloride or magnesium chloride. At least that's what was explained to me.
Wally.
Okay, then how did I-94 do it? Because I-94 is completely dry. So, you know, that going on, you know, I had a discussion at work today because the worker bees were all buying just regular salt, which is fine for the back lot and everything else like that, but they were also dumping it hot and heavy out in the front, and it was getting carried into the office, and that's just starting to pit our pretty new floor. I don't say new, floor's probably 3 years old or something like that, but it's starting to pit it. So I was trying to get those guys to trace. I had one of the guys looking for calcium. Tom, I'm going to hand it to you, but your signal was kind of crummy, so I don't know if you can do anything with it or not. WB.
Yeah, I'm proceeding north of Richmond, so let's say 73 and a half as well. Get him turned into his QTH, I was right behind him. So I'll say 73, you guys. I'm safe. There are some good spots.
Hey, WRO, 73, Tom. Nice seeing you tonight. So, Wally, I'm wondering if on the freeway, it's something to do with the high speeds and those belly blades that the trucks have. They're going at a fairly high speed and kind of a combination of salting and scraping. I don't know. That might be it, but I think Brian was on to something. Go ahead.
Well, they use the salt, and they scrape it down thin on the expressways, plus the amount of traffic banning it when it does melt it down into water helps it to dry quicker. But, yeah, most of your surface roads and everything like that, I've seen it where they've salted the Jesus out of it so that it's white and it's all dusty when you drive on it the next day. So I'm thinking they're just kind of laying back a little bit on the salt.
I got a bunk. Yeah, I don't know. When you're crossing the train tracks, then be careful. It's really icy just past the train tracks. So, yeah, who knows? I'm sure that there was some sort of method to it. It was probably because it was too cold or something. Who knows? Other than that, not too much else to offer. Tim, I was going to ask you, did you ever look up and see if they ever came up with B25 firmware or any more firmware updates for your radio? I'll change the subject really quick here. I know they were talking about it the other night, and somebody asked about that radio, and you chimed in. I had to step out. I'm just curious. You seen any more updates or heard anything more about that feature?
Yeah, that second guy from Muskegon asked, so therefore I went and checked. And no, there's nothing. He fell in the same trap we did where it's planned and they want to do it, but it's not done yet. So I think I gave him the good advice. There's still good radio, but don't be getting it for P25. And then thinking about, related topic, Brian, you would know because we were going to ask you. Sean asked a while back. In the old days, they used to ask about, try to upsell you at the dealership. Oh, you got to have the undercoating. We're going to get you the undercoating. Get you a good deal on that. You know, that's all done at the factory now, right?
I'm not sure about the undercoating, but, we use... to help retard rust and all that good stuff. I can't judge by the rear wheel wells on most trucks because the salty water gets to sit up in there and gets trapped in there under the plastic and everything like that. But I don't know. They didn't really try to upsell me on much when I bought this truck.
I probably had heard on the news or something that actually the manufacturers are not recommending it, and it actually hurts your corrosion warranty if you do it. So
I think that that's why that's fallen out of favor, is because of that. It's fallen out of favor because, you know, the car manufacturers say it actually causes more more damage than good. I'm sitting at the longest red light ever. Tim?
Yeah, when I bought this Explorer a year ago, they did not even offer it. They didn't upsell or say anything about it, so I'm just wondering if the plan changed or something. Gratiot, northbound 21 Mile Road, I see red lights up there. But you're past that, Wooly, when it comes around to you. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I know my father had his station wagon undercoated twice to make sure it lasted, and it did last a couple of decades, but doing research on it, there's a method they use, a type of oil that they spray the underside of the car with and everything like that, and it's supposed to last so long, and you have to have it reapplied every so many years. But that would be the only thing that I would see that works anymore, because they don't want you sealing in any area that could crack and then allow moisture to be held up in there, because that's where the rust comes from. Sorry, I sneezed. Yeah, they have done the best they can with the metal. If it's not aluminum, it's usually galvanneal, which has the zinc tin coating on it, and that's supposed to be all the rust preventative that you really need, supposedly, between that and your paint. But a good rock chip can break through that as well. Over to Wally.
Yeah, that's what I thought I kind of heard or read. Manufacturer says, no, don't do that, because you're taking away drainage and things of that nature. So, I don't know. I'm at the age now where I don't keep a car or truck long enough for it to rust. I just say, okay. I'm actually at the point where I'm thinking of trading up my my Ram. On a funnier note, I was making fun of Eastside driving schools. I saw a guy with a 3/4-ton pickup truck. He was stuck at the intersection of Grosbeck and Hall Road. I'm going to say, I don't know, for not too long, 2 or 3 minutes, but enough to hold up traffic. 4-wheel drive truck. And I was teasing the guys at work, all the younger guys. I said, so you guys go to driver's training. Don't they teach you how to use 4-wheel drive if you got a 4-wheel drive truck? And the guy I work with, kind of funny story, he says he's got a half-ton, I think it's all-wheel drive, but he's got a half-ton truck, and he says, I don't even know where the button is on my truck. I just shook my head. I thought, oh, my gosh, you live in Michigan, you got a 4-wheel drive truck, and you don't know how to turn it on. Like, I think that's kind of important. Go ahead, Tim. You know how to turn yours on?
Talking about my girlfriend or the car. Okay, yeah. No, I think I do. That's why the U.S. military had to go to automatics, because all the young kids can't drive manuals. Comment on that, Brian.
Oh, do I have stories about that. Because we, all of our deuce and a halfs were still the manual transmission. But it's not an H pattern. It's a W pattern. First is up, second straight back down. Third is to the center, to the right, back down, and fourth is all the way up. And these kids coming in, oh, yeah, I can drive a stick, and they're stalling and out going into fourth or really working it because, you know, they had the speed but not the gear right. And then, of course, more and more it was the guys that just didn't know how to drive sticks. And, yeah, that was fun. I used to listen to gears grinding regularly when we had training for that. And then, Wally, I'm going to tell you the honest God truth. With this truck, I got it stuck once, and it was all because of that stupid traction control and stability control. The stability control, even in four-wheel drive with traction control off, was fighting me. If I turned the wheels ever so slightly, the area that I got into my driveway up north. So, yeah, all this technology isn't necessarily great, because my older truck, They had just straight four-wheel drive, no traction control, with regular tires, walked right past this truck when while it was stuck. Over to you, Wally.
Yeah, I know. You were talking about military. I as a kid, during the summers, I worked in a car dealership. He was retired military as well. And, he told me, I forget what he was. He wasn't very high up, super private or something like that. But he got stationed in some country where there was a lot of snow. And he got a cakewalk job of driving around some sort of general or, higher up military person, because all of the young men that were with him, in his group, none of them were from Michigan, and none of them could drive in the snow and the ice. He was the only one there that could drive in the snow and the ice. And he said his stint was, like, super easy because he said, I could drive in the snow and the ice and nobody else could. And that was his whole job while he was enlisted, back then it was drafted. It was his whole job while he was drafted was just to drive big shots around in the snow. So good for him.
Well, that just proves living in the Great White North does have its perks at times. So, yeah, I was telling you guys, I think before, about my Jeep Wrangler. It was a 99 Jeep Wrangler, and it was a manual transmission. I specifically ordered a manual transmission because there were none on the lot, so you had to actually order it. And I did enjoy that one. I did. It was a hard top that you could take off, pop the doors off so you can, and it was fun. I do miss that. But a lot of road noise, too much road noise. You go on the highway, it would not be a vehicle that you would take for a long trip. Just too loud.
Believe me, if I could have got this truck in a stick, I would have. But, no, I was over in Germany when I was in. My team chief was from Puerto Rico, and we left out the back gate so we could get out because they were shutting it down, weren't letting people out because the snow was bad enough. We're on a two-lane in farm field country out there, and this guy, I watched his truck, or his car, his Mercedes, the way it wiggled, I said, hold on. And he kind of fishtailed it and spun it out. I just drove right past him as he did the donut around me, and he went off into the field, and my team chief goes, how'd you know that was going to happen and what to do? And I said, I'm from Michigan. This is normal. Over to Wally.
Same thing happened to my daughter. She did some of her residency down in Georgia when they had that big snowstorm, I don't know, 5-10 years back, and the cop was at the bottom of the highway and was trying to tell her that she couldn't go up that hill, and she had a little front wheel drive something or another, whatever, and she was just the resident, or intern or whatever the heck she was called, but she had to get to work, and she just looked at the cop and said to him, really, go look at my license plate. And so the cop went back, looked at the license plate, saw it said Michigan. He says, yeah, go for it. And she took right up past all the cars. Same kind of story, Tim.
Yeah, that's funny, but so true, so valid. I do remember a story about my uncle teaching me how to do a stick. And I didn't believe him when he taught me. I was a young kid at the time. That you don't need, if you time it right, you don't need the clutch. You can time it right just to fit right in. And he showed me how to do it. And I said, my gosh, you're right. You can do that.
Yeah, well, you drive a deuce and a half and double clutch it. And these people are like, what are you doing? And I said, I'm not even going to try and teach you, so don't bother. But, yeah. Anyways, I'm coming up to my stuff. I'm going to run in and get some dinner real quick. And I will talk to you gentlemen later. 73s. W8BPD on your finals.
I am on the final, too. So I'm going to be home in a second. Yeah, just talking about double clutch. When I first got in the fire department, got it played with a young kid, 21, 22. We had a Louisville, Ford Louisville gasser, big monster freaking truck, but it was gas.
you had to double clutch that. And if you didn't double clutch it, it let you know. And as I got older, younger guys started coming on, including my brother. They could never get the concept of double clutching. It just, whatever. It just, you know, the high truck would come back stinking, and finally they told them we couldn't drive it anymore. Tim, go ahead, finish it up. I'm almost to the driveway. What's the Christmas thing? Good night to all a good night. WAPD.
Yeah, I think the old guys used to say when that happened and you crunched the gears, it was a grind a pound for me. I remember Dad saying that all the time. But good class tonight, guys, and have a good one. We'll talk tomorrow probably. N-8-W-R-O, I will be clear as well.
73s, everyone. K-E-8-L-A-X monitoring. 73s there. Dean. K-E-8-W-U-O. 73s, you weren't even talking. You didn't hang out in the parking lot, John? Come on. Yeah, you're right. I wasn't involved. I was thinking about getting involved, but I decided to, I just got in the car, too. Can you hear it, I guess.
Truck says it's 14 degrees, and I got to go try to figure out what happened to this car. I'm so thrilled.
I know a good mechanic. His name is Wally. I'm sure he'll fix it for you.
I just got to scan it and see what it's complaining about. I'm pretty sure it has something to do with the electronic throttle, because once it went dead, it started running like crap, and I had no throttle response. So either Wimp mode shut the electronic throttle down or something failed on the electronic throttle. So it's something in those lines, I'm sure.
Gotcha. Well, good luck. If you need anything, let me know. K-E-8-Y-N-U, are you out there still?
K-E-8-Y-N-U, K-E-8-Y-N-U.
I think he must have punched out for the day. But no worries. I just wanted to ask him a quick question about his group emails and make sure he's been monitoring them. But I'll get them tomorrow.
Fair enough. Well, I'm just getting ready to cross over Gross Mech, so I'm going to say 73s, and we'll talk soon. I got a whole bunch of stuff, doctor's appointments and crap to do tomorrow before orientation. So I'll catch you soon. If you need anything, you know how to get a hold of me. It's K-E-8-L-A-X. If you have a final, I will be waiting for it.
All right. Well, good luck. Stay warm. Let me know if you need anything. My truck has a push bar, so I can push your car to your shop. K-E-8-W-U-O 73. I'll be clear and monitoring.